Good day, everyone. Ed Richards on the Radio Oklahoma Network, of course, along with Tom Leffer at Leffer Commodities. And it's time once again for the monthly cattle on feed report. Been talking all day about a bearish report maybe coming out. How did we fare?
Pretty much fell in line with the estimates, which is bearish. We did see an on feed come in at 101%. They was looking for 100.8. We saw placements at 123% of a year ago. They was looking for 122.3. And marketed came in at 96%. They was looking for 96.8. We're going back to the on-feed. That is the second lowest May on-feed we've seen in the past 11 years. It was also 3 to 3.5% below the 3- and 5-year average on-feed. And we saw Kansas with a 2% increase on-feed. Nebraska and Texas both with 1% increases on-feed. The placements was the second highest May over the past 5 years. It was also the largest monthly placement we've seen in the last 7 months, and it was 6.5% above the 3-year average and 3% above the 5-year average. When you look at the weight breakdown under 600-pound category, 12.7% above a year ago, 600 to 699 pounds, 32.8% above a year ago, 700 to 799 pound, 24% above a year ago, 800 plus category, 25.7% above a year ago at 635,000 head. Last year was 505,000, and we had a big year in 2008 of 645,000. We came within 10,000 head of that 2008 number. Now, the Texas placements were the largest, 36% above a year ago, Nebraska at 23%, and Kansas at 22% above a year ago. The marketed number was the lowest May we have seen since the change of the cattle on feed report back in 1996. We were 9 to 9.5% below the 3- and 5-year averages, and we saw Kansas 1% above a year ago in their marketed, Nebraska 5% lower than a year ago, and Texas 7% lower. The report really held no surprises, but is still a negative report as expected. Fundamentals and technicals have been priced negative for the past month or so, and with the lower cash cattle prices, lower box beef prices, and lower futures prices, this market is still going to struggle with anything lacking out there on the friendly side. But a positive look is that the cattle market is oversold and due for a technical bounce, and there is also the old saying, all the bearish news comes out at the bottom of the market. So maybe we're getting closer to seeing this market bottom out. Look for Monday, a steady to mixed opening for the cattle complex.